Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
But let me ask you, can you hear me clearly? Because I was having a little trouble hearing you. I want to make sure that the people will be able to hear us and hear me.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Is my microphone any better at all? Is this better now?
It is, yes. Yep, it
okay.
is. Okay,
sorry about that.
Okay.
Susie, I wanted to make sure that we got right down to it, which is why I was hoping I didn't talk too much. Let's get right to what you do, because I think it's just amazing. What does Sizzle represent?
Okay, Sizzle, I like people to sense things, to feel things, because I'm all about us getting out of our heads and getting into our bodies, where our intuitiveness is, our wisdom is, and where we really know who we are, and we find peace and joy and our purpose and passion. So to me, Sizzle, you could sense it, you can feel it, you can see it. And what it represents to me is that spark that's within each of us, and you could say the divine spark, however you see that, that's within everybody. And I work with women, that happens to be my niche, but this is also within men. It's a spark that's within each of us, and I help women ignite it so bright that the world cannot extinguish it, because as we know, the world will try to extinguish it when we want to step into our brilliance and into our magnificence and when we want to really step out there and lead. So it's really getting in touch with the essence of who you are and your power and your beauty and your brilliance and helping women own that, embrace that, and then step into leadership. And whether the leadership could be in your home, could be in the community, or if you so choose, on the world stage.
That is so great, and I felt an immediate kinship with you when we were first talking, and another amazing woman I met on Facebook. The thing that I think specifically that's so important about the work that you do is that women like us who are over 40 have, you know, we're children of the old paradigm, children of a very, and this is not against men, but a very masculine archetypal paradigm where women were not valued very much, and you know, like many women, I was brought up in a household where I was pretty much looked at as just a dumb girl, you know. And so the fact that you, that your bliss, your challenge is to help women reclaim our power, that is no small task. So is that must be one of the reasons why you're so passionate about the work you do.
Yeah, I was so resonating with what you were saying. And like you said, it's nothing against men. I mean, men are trapped in this system also, and it's painful for them. So there's lessons in all of it for us. But yeah, I mean, I teach what I live. That's why I'm so passionate about it, and that's what I help women tap into too, is that we are all here for a reason. We're here on this planet for a reason at this time. We've chosen to be here, and it's a powerful, wonderful time to be here with the shift that's going on and this huge energy shift. And so it's really helping them to slow down long enough to go within and realize they do have gifts. And yeah, to get back to what you asked me is why I'm so passionate about it, because yeah, that's what I lived. And I grew up in a household. My dad was the head of the household, and my mom was a housewife. And he was very tight with his money, but he sent me to college. He wanted me to get an education. I got my master's. I remember sitting across from the table from him trying to have a conversation, my mom and I, with him about business or politics or travel, whatever. And he looked directly at me and at my brother, kind of chuckling and saying, you know, women can't do business. Women can't think. And I'm thinking, I mean, why are you spending money on me more than to get a college degree, to get married and live in a home and have a little white picket fence? It never made sense to me. I mean, I guess I was probably a pretty rebellious little kid, and nothing ever quite made sense to me. And so I had traveled that journey, and then I became anorexic and bulimic because I somehow wanted to control my life. He controlled everything else in my life, and that was my move to step out and try to control who I was. And so I've also been on that journey of where society, you know, tells us as women you need to be a certain weight and a certain hair color and look a certain way. And I think what's so ironic is we never quite fit in, which I think is the way it's planned, because then, I mean, can you think how much energy we spend trying to fit in? And if we just loved who we are and realized we're brilliant, magnificent, and beautiful at any age, any size, then look at the energy we have to step out and lead and co-create. So, yeah, it was my journey. So I know the pain, and I've moved past it, and I can see it. I see it in women. So I just want them to wake up and realize what has happened and who we are and how now is our time as women, and it's really the feminine principles. And men can grasp these feminine principles also, but it's a great time now for us because what's happening has not been working in this exclusive world.
You know, it's amazing. There were two things that you said that really, really touched me. And the first one was when you were talking about being anorexic and bulimic, and it struck me, having had to struggle with my own issues, I think that as women, especially women of our age, and I'm just going to say it that way because I'm not sure that it's so much the same as it is for younger gals, but for women of our age who are 40 and older, we're like practically trained from birth to turn in on ourselves, you know, with the cutting and the, you know, whether it's alcohol or cutting or I mean, overeating or binging or whatever it is, because it's like we had nowhere to put it because our power wasn't honored. And, you know, the other thing, the fact that you're a transitional coach, I think is so amazing because it's like you get to help, you know, women really see that, no, we're not crazy. All those things we think that we hear and see and we know we actually do. And that must be part of that huge energy wave that we've all been kind of participating in and feeling, because even if you're somebody who doesn't know if you're clairaudient or clairvoyant or clairsentient or whatever, you can feel that there's some sort of huge shift going on.
Isn't there, though? Yeah. I mean, it's like you said, I mean, everybody is sensing that there's something huge happening. There's a huge change. And whether they're really aware of what it is or why it's happening, everybody is sensing that things are happening faster. Things are moving faster in the way we used to do business. We don't engage in business the same way anymore. It's not working. people aren't quite sure what to do, but they're discovering that the ways we have been engaging in business aren't working, and the ways we've engaged in relationships aren't working. So it's a huge shift, and it's so rewarding for me to go online and see all of the women starting businesses and the women's different movements and organizations, and to see similar language. I mean, I read some of the stuff and I'm like, oh my God, they were on my site, but they weren't. I mean, it's just, it's in the consciousness. It's actually happening. It's really powerful to see. And women supporting women and really understanding this, that if I win, you win, and it's a win-win.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think that I can tell you, for me, a big piece of that transition for me has been accepting and really owning my own yin energy, which, mm-hmm. you know, for anybody who knows me would laugh like hell, because I've been so young most of my life, you know, pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, you know. And really this year especially, you know, whenever I've made the conscious decision to just stop it and just let the river take me and just trust that the river is, you know, river of life, as in, and just let things go where they will and just keep saying yes. So many amazing things have been coming about. And I guess what I would ask you is, how do you ride this energy wave to gain energy?
How do I ride this energy wave? Let me come back to that. I just want to speak to something you said. I'll be glad to answer that. But what you triggered for me also was about, and you've mentioned it twice, so I wanted to answer it, that women have been, I mean, we've been brought up in a patriarchal model, and that's how we've learned to do business and to live in the world. So it's really helping women understand that and help them see it isn't working. It does not work for us because it's not the essence of who we are. And I love what you said. It's helping people slow down and understand. You can't push life. You can't make it happen. It's going with that flow. Obviously, you have to take action. But it's going with that flow and being open that it may, your end result may be different than what you think. But we can't make it turn out the way we want it to turn out. You have a goal. You have an intention. But going with that flow, and that's where I've been working with a lot of women in women's groups, who are leaders, to helping them realize that this isn't working and it's not working. A couple great examples, and they come into the one on the anorexia and bulimia also that you mentioned, is the example that it's not working for us because it's not the essence of who we are as women, is that heart attack is the number one killer of American women. Well, hello, are you living what brings you joy? You know, you cannot find happiness or joy, or in somebody else's definition of who you are. Do you really love you? Again, for chakra, heart, your heart. Do you love you, and are you living what brings you joy? And then depression. I mean, under depression is anger. Hello, you think we might be angry, but we can't get angry, can we? It's a good little girl.
That's right. You said that, didn't you? That depression is anger turned inward.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was just thinking, you know, I feel like I could talk to you for days because there's so much to this because, like I said, you know, accepting, like I've had all of these revelations, you know, related to the shift that's been going on as you've been talking about, and, you know, dealing with accepting that as a woman, which is exactly like what you said, I can't do business like a man because I'm not a guy. And it's so funny because I've tried all these different things, you know, playing with Twitter and all this other crap, and it doesn't work. And what I realized is that the way we as women work is through relationship building and through connecting and, you know, and letting things unfold in that way. And I would think that you are creating such value for your clients in helping them step into leadership roles.
And you know what? I could talk to you forever. You say one thing, and I have 10 things popped into my mind. I got to share this.
My brain works like that too. Yeah.
You were saying about relationships.
I feel like you and I are soul sisters because it's like, you know, I feel like we're on parallel tracks. It's very cool.
We are, yeah. I love it. I picked up on that the first time we talked, and tonight it's really apparent, too. But what I was going to share, that women will preserve relationships over the rules. Men will pick rules over relationships.
Oh, say that again.
Women will preserve relationships. If it comes to decide between relationships and rules, women will go with the relationships. And, I mean, we're in a global marketplace. So relationships is how you build business, how you do business.
Sure.
Men will pick the rules over relationships. So I think that's interesting. Another neat thing, you said women stepping into leadership, the masculine model has been, well, a position's open, I'm going to step into it just to prove I can lead, the position's open, so let's go for it. The feminine aspect of stepping into a leadership role is you are passionate about something and you cannot not do it, so you create your own following because you have this vibrating energy that people want to be around. It's you stepping into something you're so passionate about, a movement, a cause, and people then see you as a leader and they follow you. I think it's powerful.
It's so beautifully said, because when you were talking about that, I immediately thought about that Eleanor Roosevelt quote, you must do the thing you think you cannot do.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And she also had one, do something every day, something that frightens you every day, do something scary every day, do one thing that frightens you every day. Yeah. You had asked me, and I told you I would get back to it. You had asked me about, so what do you do with this wave? How do you ride it?
Yeah.
The key to ride it is we have to get out of our heads and get into our bodies. I mean, ground yourself. Slow down. I mean, our society is running. And I often wonder, what are they running from? What pain? Or where are they running to where they think happiness is going to be? And realize that life is in the moment. So slow down, first of all, and stop running. And listen to what is within you. What's that little voice saying? Not the voice in your head that's going, you're too old, you're too young, you can't do this, you can't do that. But there's another voice within us, and sometimes it's a whisper. And what is it saying about you, and what is it that you want to do? And I heard this said today, and it's so true, and it's another way of stating what's happening. It's saying we don't need to learn anything new in this energy movement, in this shift that we're experiencing. It's slowing down and remembering what we already know that's within us. I mean, I heard that today, and I'm like, wow. It's the knowledge, the wisdom, the intuition that we already, the body knowing we have within us, that we've negated, that we've told doesn't amount to anything or isn't worth anything or isn't really true wisdom or knowledge, or but we all have it, and slow down long enough to listen. And what is it that you really need to do in your life? Do you need a new job? Is it a new relationship? What is it? What are you hearing? And take that step. Baby steps is how things happen. You don't have to do it all in one day or a week or a month, but do little itty-bitty baby steps. Or another great one I love is how to eat an elephant, and one bite at a time. So
That's so funny that you said that, Susie, because I actually had that conversation with a client today, and one of the things I learned as a special educator was the concept of chunking. You know, when you're teaching children how to read, you break something down into small chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it, as women, we have to do the same thing with tasks, because I don't know any woman who doesn't get completely overwhelmed when there's just a lot going on, or when we have, you know, it's like when you're having to shuffle and organize and all this other stuff, and it's like, okay, well, you can't do it all at once. You have to kind of take a deep breath and just, you know, my big thing is making a shit list, and
mm-hmm.
and I just... You know, because then I get the satisfaction of checking it or crossing it off or cussing at it and crossing it off and saying, screw you, I did it, you know. And, you know, the other thing I was going to say was when you were talking about, you know, riding the energy wave, and you were talking about being in your body and everything, my input would be that it's better to flow the energy through you and ground it in Mother Earth. And I think that you're talking about you know, listening to that still small voice. I mean, for women, that's the voice of the goddess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listening to that divine feminine energy and trusting it instead of, you know, I mean, getting grounded. And it must mean, I mean, it seems to me that if we don't do that inner work, we can't step into feminine visionary leadership.
We cannot. Huge point. Huge point. Because people, I mean, it's like building a home. You know, you build a foundation so your home, when storms come, it doesn't blow over. And it's the same with our life. And so often people want to start with, you know, their business, well, marketing and this and that and the other thing, all these things you need, but they neglect the solid foundation. Who are you at your core? I mean, who are you? Because life's going to happen. People are going to come at you and say, well, who do you think you are to do this? And you're, I mean, and success is never a straight line. I mean, it always goes all different directions. And you really need to be grounded. And I love how you shared that. And I love how you said, yeah, to run the energy through you and connect with Grandmother Earth. I mean, she vibrates at a frequency for our healthy self. And that reminded me to get out in nature. Nature's so grounding and puts everything in perspective.
Yeah. I so agree with you, and especially as women, you know, it's funny because I don't think that what we as women realize, and I just honestly learned this like within the last 3 months, is that it like really, 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 truly is all about our bodies and, you know, the different places where we hold energy in our body and you know, what is the truth that my body's trying to tell me? How am I feeling? What am I thinking? You know, and, you know, getting out of my head, because most of the time I've learned about me that when I'm in my head, that's all negative ego almost every time. But I've learned just within the last 2 years to really start living and listening to my heart and my gut, which is, you know, way brand new for me, you know, and especially for being an adult with ADHD, it's been essential for me to learn the difference. And maybe that's something you can tell me. Is that how somebody really knows they're living from their inner core as opposed to talking about it? And how is a body knowing different than a head knowing?
Yeah, it's a hard thing to teach. I mean, because we're taught to be in our heads. And it's really, I do a lot of work with people out in nature. I mean, really go out, lay on Grandmother Earth, lay on the belly of Grandmother Earth and feel her. I mean, I'm like, go out and make love to her. I mean, it's two feminine energies. It's beautiful. Yeah. But get out and feel that grounding. And like you're saying, start to listen to the body. I mean, you have a pain in your neck. So what is that telling you? Is your heart palpitating? Do your knees hurt? I mean, everything is your body trying to connect with you to tell you you're out of balance. So it's helping them understand that. And also, one thing I love to have them do is turn on music in your home and let your body dance you. Don't dance to the music. Turn the music on and then just move. Let your body move the way it wants to move. I mean, there's nothing like movement to start to feel your body, get in touch with your body. What does it feel like? I mean, it's beautiful. And I was thinking something else and I just lost it. But
I love that you said let your body dance you. That's so beautifully said, because like you said, we're so, I mean, especially for my fellow members of the Autism Mind family, that, you know, us, we ADHDers and autism folks and Asperger's, we're so in our heads just anyway. And I know that if I'm up in my head, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be paranoid and frightened. But I also know that having come from a background of abuse, that was, you know, a coping skill. When I was little, I left my body because that was the only safe thing to do to handle what was going on around me. And the only antidote to that, especially if you're a woman trying to save your own skin, is to own your own skin, right? And it sounds like, you know, I love what you said about letting your body dance you, because then you're letting go of control and getting the head out of the way.
And, you know, you mentioned something when you were sharing is, yeah, I mean, when you are in your body, you're going to feel grounded, you're going to feel peaceful. You're going to feel connected. You're going to feel powerful. I often say if you see women walk into a room, you can tell who's grounded and who isn't. I mean, it's the way they walk into the room. It's the way they will look at you. It's the sparkle in their eyes. It's you can hear it in somebody's voice the minute they talk, if they're grounded and coming from their body or if they're coming from their head. You just hear it. You start to sense it. And another example, you mentioned how, you know, do we get messages? You know, a great way that our body gives us messages is when we're having our periods. I mean, it's a great gift. It's like, I mean, like we're trying to get these messages. The body's trying to tell us all month that something's wrong, and we're so, you know, we numb ourselves with medications or coffee or busyness or working, and like, you know, this isn't really bothering me. So at that time of the month, it's like, okay, I'm going to let her have it. You know, when the emotions and everything, it's if there's something that time of month, like you're upset about the finances, the relationship, whatever, listen to it, because the body's been trying to tell you the other 3 weeks of the month, but you didn't listen. So the stuff that comes at us during the period is the body finally saying, hey, I'm going to hit her over the head with a 2x4. Please listen. You're out of balance. There's something here you need to shift in your life. You know, and go ahead.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm terrible about interrupting. I'm really working on it.
We have so much to share together.
Well, you definitely have to come back on the show because 30 minutes isn't enough, Susan. And I was just thinking when I get my period, it's always for me, it cracks me up because I used to track it and now I just kind of pay attention. And sometimes I forget to, and then when I get all wound up and just all over the place, and I learned a long, long time ago, and, you know, I'm kind of talking kind of all over the place for a sec, but one of the things I learned about ADHD is I'll learn something, and then I'll forget it, and I'll learn it again, and then I'll forget it. You know, and, you know, a classic example would be like I would go to a restaurant with my ex, and we'd go and have a horrible meal or, you know, just a bad experience, and then we'd forget, and then 6 weeks later we'd go back and be like, oh yeah, that's why we don't come and eat here. You know what I mean? And I'm like that with my period, because like my period will come either when something really amazing is happening, is like always think it as an affirmation, or it'll happen just when I need to get really, really grounded, and mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, okay. You know, so for me, the listening is kind of in reverse. And like I said, unfortunately, this 30 minutes has just flown by. Susie, can you please give everybody your contact information?
Oh, my gosh, already. Thank you. I'm so glad I could be on. My contact information, my website is Sizzle, S-I-3-Z-1-L. So www.sizzl.com would be my website, and you can find me on Facebook at Susie Manning, Susie, SUZY MANNING, and then my fan page, Sizzle. You can also find information about me and what I have to offer, and when I'm going to have any teleseminars or anything yummy for all you powerful women.
Well, I am so glad that you were able to come on today, and I hope that I want to talk to you after the show and have you back soon, because I don't feel like we're done yet.
I don't either.
Okay, great. So let's connect after, so you can come on again, because I don't think we're done yet. So thanks for coming on today. Everybody have a lovely Monday evening. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.